Morning, Carl. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Rufiwe. I'm good. I've been enjoying like the break in football and the NBA ending. It's given me some time in the week to kind of just watch other stuff. So
fantastic.
I'm quite enjoying this past 2 weeks.
Let's kick off with feeling like winners this morning. What is the power of winning and the Stormers URC title? What is the lesson here?
Yes. So for me, this whole Stormers sentiment of goodwill from us and from Cape Town, this all stems from being a winning side. And I think a lot of people or a lot of sports clubs try a lot of things, try a lot of creative marketing things, but winning underpins everything. And I think the way we talk about Rassie and the Springboks as well, they showed us, and Rassie knows, that you first have to be a winning team before you become role models and all of that. So I just wanted to drive home the point that for Cricket South Africa, for SAFA, that winning on the field should always be the priority, because that's where the money from investors come from. That's where goodwill comes from. So, yeah, that's just a small point I wanted to make about winning
point.
And how important it is in professional sports. And administrators should never forget about that.
And you get so much more leeway. I suppose you're more forgiving, right? If something went wrong with a Stormer now, we would be like, understood. But something goes wrong. You see the coach Brosh's letter with a SAFA player now. It's like, well, you know, what have you been doing all year? I've only got a minute, so I definitely want to hear from you about Qatar.
We can't get into other topics.
I know. But
I just wanted to agree with you there about the Springboks. Like, they lost twice to Australia last year, but we didn't bat the eyelid because we're still feeling the love from the World Cup and what they kind of mean to us as a national team. So I agree with you there. We do give them leeway when they're winners.
I'm going to be very careful not to allow this to happen again, Carl, because I love our conversations every Friday. Please keep these topics for next week.
I will.
Particularly
the Qatar
World Cup. You too. We'll see you on we'll see you on the socials. You know what I mean?
Yes.
All right then. Head of content at bet.co.za, Carl Lewis, with the Sports Showdown, but with a really important